This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. So far, Immigration and Customs Enforcement under President Trump is arresting and moving to deport about 13,000 undocumented immigrants a month on average. That's a couple thousand more than during the last months of the Obama administration. When those people are taken out of this economy under presidents of either party, there are ripple effects. Marketplace's Rima Kreis explains what housing and deportation have to do with one another.
Maria's best and, frankly, only customers are girls who are super eager to turn 15. Here in Huntington Park, a largely Latino neighborhood in Los Angeles, she runs an event planning business for quinceañeras, the traditional Latin American coming-of-age party. But today, there are no teens with their moms here picking out the perfect dress. Maria says since the election, sales have plummeted by 60%.
This year, a lot of people don't want to throw parties because they're afraid. They think that immigration will show up, so they just don't want to.
Maria, who's lived in the U.S. for 28 years, is undocumented, which is why we're only using her first name. She says the political climate isn't just affecting her small business. Lately, she's been worried about what would happen to her home if she's ever detained. That's why earlier this year, she transferred the title of her house to her 22-year-old daughter, who's a U.S. citizen.
I refinanced it and took the money because if they come and deport us, we have that money put away.
More than 20 years ago, Maria and her husband scraped together $2,000 to pay for the down payment. The thought of losing her home, she says, is terrifying.
Because everything we made, all that we built, can fall apart at any moment.
Maria is among the 30% of undocumented immigrants in the U.S. who own a home, according to the Migration Policy Institute. Most of them are able to take out loans by using their taxpayer ID number. Jacob Baru, a sociologist at Brigham Young University, says a little notice consequence of deportations is families losing those homes.
It's as though someone was, you know, divorced or someone lost their job. Many of these other triggers for home foreclosure that are well known, deportation operates like that.
Rue found that during the Great Recession, deportations led to higher rates of foreclosure in Latino communities. In counties that let local law enforcement detain undocumented immigrants, foreclosure rates among Latinos were almost 70% higher than in other places. That's because most undocumented immigrants who are deported are Latino men with jobs.
And so when you remove that source of income from the family, then that has an impact on the overall household.
Marissa Calderon heads up the National Association of Hispanic Real Estate Professionals. She says many undocumented immigrants hold their wealth in a home. So if they lose it, they could lose money for college, medical bills.
It has this sort of domino effect on the rest of the community and on the economy, frankly.
Calderon says a huge spike in deportations could have some impact on the housing market.
People don't come to this country dreaming to be renters. They want to be able to have a little place to call their own.
That's what Claudia wanted. Her parents brought her to Wichita, Kansas from Mexico when she was 12 years old. That's where she fell in love with her boyfriend, got married, and bought her first home.
I wanted it to have something more stable for my son. Like, you know, a lot of my friends, they still have their memories or like their pictures. And I didn't have that.
Claudia was on her way to building that until in 2005, her husband, who's also undocumented, was detained. He lost his painting business. The court fees and bills started piling up.
We were really trying to save the home.
But they couldn't make the mortgage payments. They lost their home. And eventually her husband was deported. He's back now seeking political asylum. But instead of the two-bedroom home with the big backyard, they're renting in the same Wichita apartment complex they were in when they first got married.
It was really hard for me last year when I turned 40. It was like, I cannot believe I've been working really hard my whole life and had dreams, and here I am at 40 starting all over again.
Claudia says she wonders where they'd be if they hadn't lost their home. I'm Rima Kreis for Marketplace.